So here's what we know. An anonymous GitHub account under the name Bikini published a repository called Exploitarium, and it appears to contain what researchers are describing as a mass drop of undisclosed zero-day vulnerabilities. No CVE numbers, no vendor notifications, no patches. The repository went up. The HN post hit 832 points with 326 comments, and the security community started working overtime on a Sunday morning. This is what's technically called a full disclosure dump. But the scale and anonymity of it puts it in a different category from what we typically see.
Let's be clear about what a zero day means for listeners who are newer to security. The zero refers to the number of days a vendor has had to fix the problem, meaning when it becomes public, there are 0 days of patch coverage available. Every organization running the affected software is potentially exposed from the moment of disclosure. And when disclosures happen in coordinated fashion, there's a vulnerability database process. Vendors get a heads up, patches get shipped. It's imperfect, but functional. What happened here apparently skipped all of that, which is why the reaction has been so intense.
The HN comment thread is genuinely fascinating on this one. You have people debating the ethics of full disclosure versus responsible disclosure, which is an argument that goes back to at least the early 1990s. And shows no signs of resolution. The core tension is real. If you find a vulnerability and tell the vendor privately, they might sit on it for years and never patch it. If you publish it publicly, every criminal with a Kali Linux setup has instant access before any defender can respond. Neither outcome is clean.
And there's a political dimension here that I think gets underplayed. The timing of an anonymous zero-day dump doesn't happen in a vacuum. Whether this is a researcher frustrated with non-responsive vendors, a state actor trying to cause chaos, or something more mercenary, we genuinely don't know. But the organizations most at risk are often those with the least capacity to respond: municipalities, hospitals, smaller financial institutions. The big tech firms have security teams that are already triaging this. The county hospital running legacy software on a weekend doesn't.
Which connects nicely to the second security story, the post from Cephalo Security titled, "Post Mythos Cybersecurity, Keep Calm and Carry On." This came in at 156 points, and it's essentially a practitioner's guide to operating in an environment where AI-assisted attacks, particularly attacks enabled by capable A1 models like Anthropic's Mythos, are now a baseline assumption rather than a future concern. The piece is notable for its refusal to panic. The core argument is that the threat model change is real, but the defensive playbook doesn't need to be completely rebuilt from scratch.
That's an interesting position, given how much of the security industry's marketing in the last 18 months has been built on exactly the opposite message, that AI fundamentally breaks everything, and you need to buy new products. The Cephalo piece is pushing back on that, arguing that the fundamentals of defense in depth, least privilege access, and rapid patch cycles are still the most important things an organization can do.
What I found notable is the acknowledgement that Mythos specifically changed attacker capabilities around reconnaissance and social engineering. The piece doesn't claim AI-assisted attacks are fiction. It's saying that the defenses that worked against skilled human attackers work against AI-assisted attackers too. And the organizations that were already doing those things correctly are not in a categorically different position than they were before. The organizations that were cutting corners are now in more trouble than they were before.
So when you pair the Cephalo piece with the Exploitarium dump, you get a fairly coherent picture of where security sits right now. The threat surface is expanding, the attacker toolkit is getting more automated and accessible, and the organizations that respond well are going to be the ones with disciplined processes, not necessarily the ones that threw the most money at the newest AI security product.
One detail from the HN thread worth highlighting. Several commenters were asking whether the Exploitarium vulnerabilities had been independently verified. A few security researchers reported attempting to confirm some of the disclosures and found at least some to be genuine. But the vetting process is ongoing. The repository was still live as of our data collection this morning, which itself is a statement about how GitHub handles mass vulnerability disclosures, in real time.
The legal dimension is also murky. Publishing vulnerability information is not automatically illegal in most jurisdictions, but depending on what's in that repository and how it was obtained, there are Computer Fraud and Abuse Act implications in the US and equivalent statutes in other countries. Anonymity helps the publisher for now, but these things don't always stay anonymous.